EJ.
Hello.
We're back.
We're back.
To the meter game show, the game show based around the IMDb star meter. Things are switched up a little bit. I'm Andrew Rolfo.
And I am Jess Della Merced.
No, that's EJ.
That's EJ. What's up, everybody?
He's the third voice. If you've never... Have you ever been on... Yeah, you've been on camera all the time because of...
Yeah. If you actually watch the YouTube videos, I'm over in the corner.
And Jess is on vacation today, yeah. So she gets to...
In Paris.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought she was in New York.
No, she was. She was in New York, and then from there she went to Paris.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Paris looking a lot like New York right now.
Is there...
And this is the game show where we figure out who... In the film and TV industry is popping, or who fell off. And we have two incredible guests today. One of them, longtime good buddy, from the Bay Area, comedian, writer, actor, wine guy, rosé guy. Is that okay?
I'm a rosé boy.
Rosé boy?
I choose rosé all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brett Pelo.
Let's go!
What's good, dude?
What's up, buddy?
There you go, buddy. Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
bet. That's the best sound effect intro I've ever had. That show's fire.
Great. Glad you're here.
We care about your experience.
Thank you for recording your own audience and then playing it. Introducing me. I really appreciate it.
No problem, man.
And we have another incredible guest, longtime friend, Canadian, Montreal boy, actor, director.
Clown.
Jean-Luc. But we call him Dan Ramos. What up, buddy?
Hello, bonjour. Oh, yeah. Sit down, please, everyone, sit down. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, I want to win, so, you know.
We'll find out.
We'll see. Okay. So before we get into everything, we do like to ask our guests, how do you feel about your career right now?
Well, you know, I was driving on my way here, but I was driving into the ocean.
Mm.
And then you called and said, hey, come be on my podcast. So I decided to not drive into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I came here instead. So I think that might sum it up. No, I'm having a good time, dude. It's the ocean.
It's so funny because when you said... I was going to drive into the ocean. My immediate thought was not killing yourself. I was like, oh, he's got like a sub. I was like, yeah, I was just like, Brent's on some new spiritual submarine shit, need, you know?
Yeah.
I thought you were just in a new type of vehicle, you know?
No, I do feel good, man. It's I just released my special a couple days ago, so stoked to have that out, Conscious Bro, on YouTube. And yeah, we're going to keep moving and trying to eat every day.
There we go.
Yeah.
I like that. And then Dan?
It's at a high right now just because of this podcast.
So this podcast?
Us?
I mean, or the pod that you just did?
I don't know if we can talk about that.
We can't talk about that. Never mind.
We can talk about that.
Oh, we can. So, yeah, right now, you know, in life, there's ups and downs. Right now, it's at a straight, but it's bubbling. It's still bubbling.
Yeah. So, percolating.
Yeah, it's percolating.
Ooh, good word.
Yeah. I like that.
You got some projects, maybe, that you can't talk about yet?
There's random club in Rhode Island wants me in mid-May, and I was shocked. I was like, are you sure? The guy's like, yeah, you know, I've seen your stuff. And yeah, so that's like planning for that. So
I like that.
That's exciting.
All right. Rhode Island.
My family's from Rhode Island.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kismet. That's the club. Cool. So anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I actually have a number that tells me how you should really feel about your career right now. So it's the IMDb meter score. Everybody's got one. The lower the number, the better. And let's see. Brent, you're sitting at a cool 176,066.
I broke the top 177,000?
Yeah.
That's dope.
This is great.
You're the 176,000th famous person right now.
Dude, is that good?
That's great.
That's fantastic.
It is incredible.
Dude.
All right, it's green.
Just imagine there's 12 million people on here and you're that. You know?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's very
cool.
Thanks,
man. I got to call my mom and tell her.
Yeah.
Good job.
And then Dan.
Oh, no.
Don't do that because you're at know. A. You're
something at a, like, what did I do last week that could piss someone off in the industry, or you know?
You're at a 211,537.
Okay, pretty good. Then
you're higher than me today.
It's a red though.
Trending down.
Trending down.
Yes. Yeah, you see.
Last well, week, after you do this podcast,
you'll trend. You'll
be 210,000.
Brent's actually trending up, which is cool.
Last week, Dan, you were at 112,000.
Yeah, you Whoa. See. Whoa. Yeah.
What did you do?
Something happened. Mm. Did you do anything?
I think I broke someone's
what have you been
heart. Yes, I don't know. Like someone hates me.
Ooh, and Brent, you actually went up a whole 82,000 last week. You were 258,000.
Okay.
Whoa. You've gone up. So you're trending some in movement. A positive direction.
Some movement.
Yeah.
Could some it be movement. The special?
Could be special.
Definitely.
What goes into their numbers? How many things you're on? Like if you do a bunch of like podcasts and little.
Yeah, I think it's an algorithm. It's like
tracks how many how much times you've your done. Name is popping up.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have the best you've ever done.
Yes.
And I have Brent. Brent.
What's the best I've ever done, dude? I don't even know this shit.
65,027.
Wait. Let's find it. So, all-time high.
When was that?
Ooh.
Yeah, 65K, dog.
65?
Maybe yeah. Wild and Out stuff?
Oh, it could have been when I got Wild and Out.
I mean, we can look at your
timeline. We can look, yes.
Okay.
Set this.
We have the technology.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right here. 2022. Between January and March.
Whoa.
Wild and Out.
Is yeah. Wild and Out, yeah.
Yeah, it must have been. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's when a new season got added for me. Okay, word. I got to call Nick Cannon. And
but there was another jump.
And I
got to like,
say, hey, Dad.
there was another jump. This is interesting. There's another jump, like, almost the same. Yeah, it's the same. Wait, 67.
67K.
They're 67.
Oh, that's when I did.
Forget about it, Christmas.
Yeah.
So that New was Christmas?
That was a Christmas movie that my friend Justina Valentine made. She's a cast member on Wild 'N Out too.
Okay.
And she cast me as her brother. It came nice. Out on VH1. This shit was nuts, dude. That was a fun movie.
Okay.
Forget about it.
It was like we used to all act in Italian. It's very racist toward Italian people. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's fine because I'm Italian.
Is she Italian?
Cows. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the Italian saw it. That's why the meter went up.
Yeah.
You know, he's okay. Italian.
Okay.
Yeah, let's give him some love.
And Dan.
No.
Dan.
Scared?
This is one of the best scores we've had.
I got some weird. Shit. I got some weird shit on there. Let's see. Can you swear?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry.
Better.
Boom.
16,165.
Dude, my guy.
Yo.
16.
That's insane.
What was that for?
That's fantastic.
It's probably for that Netflix show you did, right? You did a thing.
Was that or probably Phantom Pups? One or the other.
Aren't those both on Netflix?
Yeah.
So it says here. Malignant.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Oh, it's that movie you did.
Yeah. The first horror movie. First feature. That was a bonko one.
What was that
nice,
like?
Dude.
And then Phantom Pups was.
Isn't that?
I told James one, yo, I took the bus to Santa Monica for the audition. That's a callback. He's like, what?
Did you feel like when you auditioned for it, you like for sure got it?
No. But you have to imagine.
Yeah, dude, you got to manifest that shit.
Like the role was police sketch artist, right? Mm-hmm. So what did I do? Scarf. Little Paris hat. I came in with. Because, dude, look at me. You think I'm going to run for the forces and shit? So I go there, and there's a bunch of other Filipino dudes in suits and shit for the same role. I'm looking. I'm like, oh, come on. Don't be a cop. Be art. Be art. So I sit down, and two white casting ladies are looking. I'm like, so do you like balloons? I start drawing them. They're dying.
Oh, wow.
So as they were talking, I'm like.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah, yo, because. Yeah. You gotta.
Yeah. So you threw him a curveball.
Yeah. And then when I got it, like, I think a week later when I was shooting my scene, James Wan is like, that audition. I'm like, what? It's like, man, I watched it so many times. I'm like, you saw my scarf shit? He's That's like, hilarious. I wanted a scarf in, but we couldn't have you wear a scarf.
That's like, hilarious. Oh, you know. That brings up a good, like, point. Like, to be a police sketch artist, do you have to go through the academy? Like, or do they just, is that like a...
Watch me shoot?
Is that like
a drawing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to target, but I'm like, no, I'm the one that drew the outline. I'm the chalk outline guy, you know? So, Yeah, so the role in the movie was me drawing the monster. So there was a scene when Maddie was describing, oh, his face was all that, and I was spinning my pen, you know, and drawing in it. They cut that entire scene out. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. But yeah, it was bonkos. It was too Hollywood, that movie.
Did you get a callback, or did they cast you off?
I sent them the tape, and then they wanted to see me live.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, man, Malignant. Thank you, James Wan.
That's dope.
You're my hero.
Congrats.
Nah, dude. Like, I went into comedy because you didn't see Filipino cast like us act, right? You know? So it was, to be there, and it was so fun.
Where did you shoot?
The cop scenes were in downtown LA, but took place in Seattle. So I had and the best part, as a Filipino, my officer's name was Bosco.
I feel like it's a Filipino.
Well, that's funny because I told the Bosco brothers this, and
like,
and then they're like, why didn't they hire us? I'm like, oh, I don't know.
He didn't have
did you audition?
Yeah, you didn't have a scarf, bitch.
Sorry, Dante, Dion, Derek. I'm sorry.
Okay. Shouts out them. Yeah. All right. That being said, it's time
to play
the meter.
Confucius or the Bible. Confucius or the Bible. Oh. Everybody, Confucius or the Bible.
Confucius or the Bible.
All right, this is the bit before the game. I'm going to read you a quote, and you got to tell me if you think it's Confucius or the Bible.
Okay.
All right?
It's like a warm-up.
You got five sayings, and you got to tell me if it's Confucius or the Bible. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, round one. The man who asks a question is a fool for a minute. The man who does not ask is a fool for life.
All right, can you do it in an accent,
please? Okay, no.
Can you do it like
I'm a nobody. I can't get canceled. I'm just a producer.
It would help if I had the accent.
Oh, no, don't do it.
All right, fine.
I'm Asian.
Check his meter. Yeah. Check his meter right now. Listen to the negatives.
Okay.
I'll say it again. The man who asks a question is a fool for a minute. The man who does not ask is a fool for life.
Ding, ding. Brent. I know. That's some Confucius-ass shit. Confucius.
It feels like it.
Feels like Confucius. Confucius is always trying to trick you. He's like, you could be this, but you're also this.
Ooh.
You know?
Like, it has to be. Imagine a priest saying that.
The fool.
I'm like, it's a wrong book.
Confucius, okay. Andrew?
I say Confucius as well.
Okay, you guys are correct. That it was Confucius. Good job. Yeah, cool. Good job. We'll edit in like a gong sound here.
Yeah.
All right. Round two. Even in laughter, the heart is sad, and the end of joy is grief. Confucius or the Bible.
Oh, shit.
Confucius or the
Bible. Say that again.
You want it again? Okay, I'll say it again. Even in laughter.
No, don't do that.
Sorry.
Oh, we're not the same type of age.
Oh, right. With the Tagalog guys?
That's okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Even in laughter, the heart is sad, and the end of joy is grief.
Shit.
I'm going to say Bible.
And it says Bible, Brent.
Dude, I'm going to go Confucius again.
Okay.
Because it sounds like a haiku from the Far East.
I think I'm going to go Bible on this one.
The answer is Bible. It's Bible. It's from Proverbs. From Proverbs. Okay. Round three. Here we go. He who speaks without modesty will find it difficult to make his words good. Confucius or the Bible.
Wait, say that again?
Say it one more time. He who speaks without modesty will find it difficult to make his words good. Confucius or the Bible?
I think Confucius.
That sounds like a riddle.
Well, who came first, Confucius or Jesus? Is that a bad question to ask?
No, that's a stupid question.
Let's get into this.
Wait, that's
know,
true.
I truly don't know.
I don't know.
I think
Confucius is from Far East Asia, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But did he come... before Jesus, or did Jesus?
Yeah, he was. He came 551.
He was before BC? Jesus.
BCE.
So not yeah. too not too
before
far
Christ.
Ahead.
Yeah.
But then Jesus came in and stole his whole flow. Whoa. Jesus came in and was like, yo, Jesus, Carlos Mencia that shit. He stole his whole flow.
500 years before our Catholics were even born.
Jesus is Soulja Boy. Confucius is Drake.
Yes.
But I will say, these are Proverbs, this was like Old Testament, probably before Jesus. So this might have actually been maybe even predating Confucius. Proverbs was like...
Oh, like the Bible Israel. Came before Jesus.
Yeah, well, Old Testament was before Jesus.
Dude, I'm so dumb. No, I'm so dumb with religions with you. I'm gonna get so much shit. I'm trying to learn.
Okay, so he who speaks without modesty will find it difficult to make his words good. We're all thinking Confucius. Yes.
That's the con.
You're correct. That is Confucius. Okay. All right, we got two more ends here. One joy dispels 100 cares. Confucius or the Bible?
Oh, dude, that's got to be Confucius too, bro.
I think so too.
That's either Confucius or a Hallmark card.
Say it one more time.
One joy dispels 100 cares. Confucius or the Bible? One joy dispels 100 cares.
That's like a comedian. You know, you smile in front of a bunch of sad people and they all, that's the Bible. See? Confucius don't.
I go con.
I think I go Confucius.
I go C-man.
All right, it is Confucius. Yeah. All right, last round. Here we go. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life.
Confucius or the Bible? That's a trick question.
That's Shakespeare.
I know that's what I'm doing. I've seen Romeo and
Juliet. You
can't slip a white man's word past me.
Okay, so you should say Shakespeare.
Confucius like the Shakespeare.
What do you think?
I think it is the Bible.
Bible?
I'm going to go Confucius. It sounds...
Okay, so we got Shakespeare, we got Confucius, we got the Bible. The answer is Bible. Yeah. It is also Bible, all from the Proverbs. All
Fun
right.
fact, Shakespeare actually helped write the Bible. So, just fun fact for everybody out there.
Great job, guys. Great warm-up. That was Confucius right. of the Bible.
Now it's time to play the real game, and this is how the game works. You're going to try to guess the most poppin' person in each category I give you. Your score is retained by the person's meter score you guess. So if you get someone with like a score of 100, you get 100 points. And you want the lowest score at the end. Mm. Okay? You got three lifelines. You got FaceTime a friend. You got double dip, which you get two answers, and we'll pick the better one. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is a beat of your choice that you can choose to freestyle rap or just talk over.
Boom.
Got it?
How many rounds?
Five.
Five. Okay, bet.
All right. First round. No real category. It's just who do you think is the most famous actor or actress director today? Dan, you get to go first. You had the lower score.
I'm going to say right now, it might be a little bit Dan Schneider because of all the Nickelodeon allegations. And, you know, he used to be a director for all these kid shows and you know, all that feet stuff came out and maybe everyone's you know, I don't know. Yeah, so I'm gonna say him. Not that I like him, but you know.
Was he involved in that Drake Bell thing that was being talked about last week?
Yeah, okay. All that, yeah.
Okay.
He also has your name.
There you go. Subliminal.
I wonder if that's kind of a coincidence.
All right. Brent, who have you been seeing?
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Brenda means business.
Sydney Sweeney.
Brenda's ready to fucking tussle.
You know, but honestly, dude, if we weren't doing this podcast, I would still be bringing up Sydney Sweeney, okay?
Okay.
I would do very respectful things to her.
Aww.
I would bring her to a farmer's market on a Sunday afternoon and buy her any type of vegetable she wants.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, what are you doing with Dan? All right, we're locked in, and here we go. So, Dan Schneider, you might have fucked yourself. 2,915.
Ooh, baby, let's go.
Still up there.
You
that's pretty high.
It's pretty good, but
compared
to Sydney Sweeney, who is at five.
Let's go! Let's go!
Dan, you gotta start thinking a little different. Shit. Think a little different here.
Yeah, man.
Think a little different.
Okay. Anymore? Okay.
I will say Dan Schneider was like two, three weeks ago. Dan Schneider was in the top 10.
He was okay.
Oh, yeah. He was
because wow. but that's when it all leaked. Yeah. You know? Right. Now nobody cares.
You just missed it.
You just missed it.
The documentary came out, and
but yeah. your head is in the right place.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I was thinking of like Hitch and stuff, but then again.
Head's in the right place.
Sweeney.
Yeah. Just who's famous, you know? Yeah. Who's famous? Who do you see? All right. Time for the wheel category. Oh, no, we go over.
Oh, the top 10.
Top 10. Do you have it up? I don't have it up.
All right, we're going to go through the top 10. Normally just does this, so I'll go ahead and walk us through. The music is playing. We got guitars playing. Number 10. Timothée Chalamet.
It's Timothée.
Timothée Chalamet. Right. So people have been mispronouncing, but Andrew just learned last week.
I just learned.
Right. Number 9, Rebecca Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Still popping. She's just been killing. What was she in recently?
Dune.
Yeah. She's in Dune. Number 8, Christopher Nolan.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah.
Jess usually knows. Yeah. We realize Jess is the one who does a lot of the research. Yeah. Doing. Who and why, but...
Florence Pugh.
Dune. Florence Pugh is at number 7. Oh, wow. Florence Pugh, also Dune. Cool.
Dune.
Oh,
okay,
Dune. Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Number 6, Millie Bobby Brown.
There's a new show. Mm.
She's got
new
a new
movie
one.
Or whatever yeah. with someone.
Nice.
But...
Number 5, yeah. Brent yeah. guessed it, Sydney Sweeney.
Nice.
Number 4, Cillian Murphy.
Why?
Popping off. I mean, he
Again.
Won the Oscar.
Oh, he won Oscar. Yeah.
On the Oscar. Maybe that's why Christopher Nolan's popping.
Yeah. What? Oh, maybe he won an award. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, they won an award. Yeah.
Number 3, Theo James.
Who is that?
Do you know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
Let's find out real quick.
It's Theo Vaughn's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, is
just
it?
Different last name.
Different last name.
Theo James.
That's how they
known
do it.
For Divergent.
It's in something called The Gentleman and the White Lotus.
Oh, yeah.
Is The White Lotus have a new season or something?
Maybe.
This is why we need Jess. Oh, God. What have I done? Lost it. Okay, number 2.
Emma Stone.
Best actress. She just won an Oscar. And then
okay,
number
so a lot
one,
of award winners.
Haya Scodelario.
She's been on here before. I don't know.
She has. I forget why, yeah. But that is... What's his... Whose name's wife?
I don't know.
Is that not Loki's?
No, that's a different person.
This is a different person?
This girl was in The Maze Runner.
Okay.
Oh, The Gentleman.
Okay, so this has been popping off.
Hmm.
That's this week's top 10.
All right.
Dope.
So right, cool. For the rest of the game, you can't use
any
of those.
Can't guess anybody that's in the top 10.
Yes.
Okay,
that we mentioned. So now it's time to go to the wheel.
All righty.
Hit that wheel. Okay, this category is called Live, Laugh, Wine. You get it. You know those signs. So you're going to try to tell me an actor, actress who has had a glass of wine in any movie or TV show. They just have to have a sip or whatever. They're holding it. I don't care. Just
while still trying to get to the topmost
yes.
part of the list.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Dan, you lost the last round, so you get to go first.
I would say Leonardo DiCaprio for some reason. And
sure.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know
definitely.
Why.
That's a meme.
Yeah.
It's a meme.
He had it in,
oh, right.
in Django.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Great Gatsby.
There
and
you
Great
go.
Gatsby. Yeah. Yeah, you
know,
bro, I got your back.
Yeah. I know, yeah,
he's
I know.
Friendly like, competition.
That's why
bro.
I had to do this. I'm like, yeah. Leo, I'm
he
Leo.
Was,
Leo.
He was in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which wine is made out of.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wow. Good.
This is true. It's good connection. Yeah, solid.
He's a big wino.
Strong connection.
All right, Brent.
Paul Giamatti.
Ooh,
Sideways, bro. Sideways, the greatest wine movie of all time.
And he is...
And my favorite movie of last year was The Holdovers.
People are saying he got snubbed.
Did he get
for
a,
an award?
Nominated or no?
I think so.
He got nominated for Best Actor, I believe.
Would have loved for
he
him
was
to
really
win.
Great.
Yeah, he was
yeah.
dope.
Now, they've
yeah.
also said, while we're talking about him, they also said that The Holdovers potentially was like the idea for the film was stolen. Oh. You guys hear about that?
Oh, no.
Like someone pitched them a previous script and they...
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't get a lot of traction because the guy who said that it was stolen, what he said it was stolen from material-wise was like not super similar. Mm-hmm. So they kind of dismissed it. But I think it's ironic because Paul Giamatti was in a movie called Big Fat Liar where he steals the movie idea from Frankie Muniz.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a throwback, dude.
Whoa. Did Paul Giamatti write this film? Wait, why? I get the connection, but did he have anything to do?
Well, no, he's just involved with a movie that maybe was stolen.
He's like, yeah, this movie's fiction.
What, best documentary? They're like, wait, what?
All right.
Very good guesses. Mm-hmm. You got him? Leo. 48.
Nice, dude.
Good job.
Very good.
Back in it.
So I'm going to go big back time stuff. To... big time stuff, dude.
They're still... You can still... No, this is doable. This is doable.
Yeah. This is competitive.
Paul Giamatti, 54.
Let's go!
Ooh. Paul! Okay, right. We're close.
Not bad.
Not bad. So
Brent is leading with 59. Dan, you're trailing at 2,963, but you won that last round by a couple points. So next round, Brent will go first.
And hit that wheel.
All right, here we go. Round three.
All right, this category is called Old MacDonald.
Oh, shit.
So any actor, actress who was on a farm in any movie or TV show.
Buddy!
Brent, you get to go first.
Yes. I got it, dude.
Okay.
Barry Keoghan.
Oh!
Barry Keoghan, bro. He was on a farm in the movie about the two best friends that hate each other.
Banshees of Inisherin. Wow, what an answer.
God damn.
Yeah, dude.
He's good at the game.
He's pretty good.
And then Dan.
A recent farm.
Dan's having...
Pee-wee's Playhouse. Pee-wee's Adventure when the tornado hit and all of a sudden he was in a farm. Remember that? Like the... Anyway, yeah, I'm going to say...
You got lifelines?
Okay, you know what? Yeah, let's reuse a lifeline.
Which one do you want to use?
I'm going to call someone.
Okay.
Call a friend.
You had Barry Keoghan on lock.
I love Barry Keoghan,
dude. Keoghan?
Yeah, I don't know. I've only heard Keoghan. But he's also got like an O followed by an E followed by a U and a parentheses and all kinds of shit in there.
Who are you calling, Dan?
Right, I'm going to call my friend... Cole Young.
Why?
He's an old dude. He's a comic, but he also used to work in Hollywood.
Okay.
A lot. He was like a props guy, so he might. He might.
I'm interesting.
He opens for Chappelle, this dude. Okay. Or he just. Hope he's not sleeping.
It's four.
It's like 4 or 5 p.m.
You don't know Cole. But he's on Green.
Attempt number one.
Okay, nothing. Okay. I'm going to call this guy named Danny Kasman.
Okay.
I went to school with him. Okay. I know he's going to answer it. You're going to hear his voice.
We hope so.
He's calling anyone that's, like, alive right now. Kasman.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey! Yo, you're on a podcast right now called The Meter.
Nice.
And, okay, wait, we got a question for you. Can you guys,
Us to ask the
question? You want us to ask?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. Name an actor or actress who's ever been on a farm in any movie or TV show.
That's doing well and is popular this week.
Who's famous?
On a farm, you say?
Yeah, I freaking said Pee Wee Herman from, like, Pee-wee's like circus and shit. I was like, I'm not gonna use that.
I mean, I don't know who's popular this week. Mel Gibson and Symes was on a farm. Remember that?
But is Mel Gibson relevant?
No, not even remotely.
Ask him for more.
Who else has been in a farm? The two Wong Fu chicks.
On a farm, Field of Dreams.
Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
No, he hasn't.
Probably better than Mel Gibson.
Relevant? I'm not sure.
Keep going. Keep going. He's
Angela,
going.
Keep digging.
Keep digging.
You're keep digging. Digging, dude.
You're almost there.
I don't want to lose.
Oh, no. The
farm on a farm. Was Adam Sandler ever on a farm?
Not to my knowledge.
You shit. Okay. Yeah, he's never done any farm movies.
Tim Allen was on he was doing an Amish thing. That was a farm.
But yeah, but he's not relevant.
Who's Tom Holland? Did he say Tom Holland?
I said Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Yeah, good job. Zendaya? Have you ever seen Zendaya on a farm?
Dune is technically a worm farm. Does that count? I love worm farms.
What are you talking about?
In Dune. Can we do that? Zendaya. Yeah.
You want to count that?
I didn't see Dune.
Jess is the Dune.
But what kind of farm?
Like, is it a farm
or a worm farm?
Is it a farm?
Is it a farm?
Is it a farm, Danny?
Like, don't stretch it. Like, what's your gut? Is it a farm?
Is it a farm or not?
Is it a farm or space farm? Like a grow house?
You know, a farm for worms. Like, you know, I mean, they could call it "I've got worms."
Because when you farm, you're growing stuff. So bro, yes, I'm gonna say Zendaya.
You all, Kevin Costner is not a bad move.
No,
Yellowstone.
Dude, look how much
Yellowstone. Yellowstone's the biggest show in the country.
Did he say that? Did you say Kevin Costner?
He did say Kevin.
Yeah. But Kevin if Costner. Zendaya counts, Rock was Zendaya. I've never seen.
Is
I haven't seen the
farm?
New dude.
I don't think that's a farm.
We're gonna sit with Kevin Costner.
It's not a farm.
Kevin Costner's not bad, dude.
Kevin Costner, final answer. Thanks, Danny. We'll call you later.
All the best.
Please. Final answer, Kevin Costner.
Really gotta see Dune now.
Yeah.
Where's
the farm?
Where's
the
farm? She's got like a box of worms. She's growing under her bed. All
Danny right, was so right.
We're going Kevin Costner and Barry Keoghan. Is that right?
Yes. Oh. Barry. Oh.
Go for it.
68.
Oh my God. All right. So, Brent, that brings you to a score of 127.
Yo.
Which we'll throw up on the board.
I think this is how actual like IMDb meters happen, like through games like this, you know?
Kevin Costner?
He's got to be up there.
No.
249.
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
That's good. Good. That's good.
That's good.
That's
good.
That's good. That's good, bro. 2000 to 3000.
Now you fucked up with the first one.
Yeah.
you're fixing your mistakes.
Kevin Costner was a good. You should thank your boy because that's higher than
that
any other guest I would
call
have.
From Canada.
You can tell Brent's having a good time because he's giving him answers. He's like, no, no, no. You okay?
You're totally. You're like slowing up.
No, Yellowstone. Yellowstone.
It's the biggest show in the country.
Oh my God.
Dan, you are trailing at 3,212, and Brent, you're leading at 127. I just want to say, Dan, this is a very good score. Brent is just having like an MVP.
Yeah, this is
run.
Like this is
what's the lowest score anybody's ever gotten?
You right now.
You're in contention.
Yeah. The highest.
I don't think we've ever had like a sub 300
in the early
all
rounds.
Five rounds. Yeah. You're getting under 100, which is like insane.
Okay, yeah. Bet. All right, let's see what we got. Two more of these.
We got two more rounds.
Okay.
All right, hit it. This one's called Doing It for Science. Any actor or actress who is doing science in any movie or TV show. Just doing science, you know?
Doing science.
Just like science show.
Science, you know? Just science.
That's so sick.
I don't want to make it too specific, you know?
You can argue for it.
Yeah, you can argue for it. But you know science. You'll know science.
Yeah.
You know doing when someone's science? Doing science.
Dan, you lost that last round. You go first.
Oh,
you
shit.
Do have two lifelines. You could use Double Dip or you could use Hip Hop Pete.
Any type of science. Any type.
You were sweating so much.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I have the air conditioning blasting.
No, this is okay. The first one is going to be.
Are you going to do double dip?
Okay.
All right, we're double dipping.
What is the double dip one?
You get two answers, we'll give you the better one.
Oh, that's cool. Okay,
first one is going to be...
Brent's going to be like, no, give him mine.
Give him mine. Give him four.
Give him four.
I got for an extra thing again. Yeah.
Jaleel White. Because he was Urkel.
He did science shit.
So I just remember a scene with him holding a beaker. So I'm going to say Jaleel White.
He's doing science. Okay.
I don't know if he's relevant in the world right now, but Jaleel White and Lars and the girl that was Ryan Gosling. That's a science experiment with him and a sex doll. So can that's experimenting?
Okay. Ryan Gosling is a big name too.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Yes. You want to do that?
What movie is this?
What is this?
Lars and the girl.
Okay.
Lars and the girl.
It's an experiment because you have to test.
Sure, that's a type of science. Yeah, I'll take it.
I've never seen this film.
Dude, it's messed up. It's like if her
Lars sounds like Lars
was a real girl or whatever.
And he gets like a sex doll and falls in love with it.
Wow, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, dude, it's messy. That's it.
Yeah, we'll count that as science.
Okay.
That's science. Okay. Is it a robot?
Suck it, Danny.
Is it a robot? Or is it just
it's a doll.
Is that a doll?
Yeah.
It's a doll. All right, so you're gonna double dip with Jaleel White.
Because he's science.
And Ryan Gosling in Lars and the Real Girl.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Cool. We'll lock those in. Brent, your turn.
I kind of want to use a lifeline because I haven't used one yet. Okay. But at the same time, I don't want to because I'm too fucking proud. I want to
do whatever you want.
I think I might do a lifeline, too.
Okay.
I think I'm going to. Okay. I think I'm going to phone a friend. I'm going to FaceTime the guy who shoots all of my videos. His name is David Sherbrooke. And we're going to see what he has to say. And I'll do it this way so you can see his face.
He's just going to see.
He picks up. Your hand. He usually picks up. Yeah. Okay. Hey, bro. All right. You're on a podcast right now.
Hey!
It's a live podcast.
Hey,
now,
David.
This is a movie-based podcast, and I have a lifeline that I get to use. And
oh, no.
Yeah. So I need the name of an actor who does any type of science in a movie, but the twist is we're trying to guess the most famous and relevant actor of today that does science in a movie. Like, who would have the highest number on the IMDb star meter?
This week.
That does science in a movie?
That does science in a movie, yeah.
Does Tom Holland do science in the new Spider-Man movies?
Yes. Yes. He's kind of like an engineer.
Like,
yeah.
Sort of?
He does science in the
new... Oh, yeah, he does.
Because he's an engineer? Exactly.
That counts. No,
give me another one. Just
Spider-Man's a scientist.
He is... Well, yeah. Peter Parker's a journalist.
He was studying.
But he does do.
I haven't seen it.
He does do science in No Way Home.
He does. Then I think I got to go with Tom Holland, dude.
I feel like that's a pretty good.
What would your backup be? I was gonna say Tom Cruise in Oblivion.
Okay, that's not bad.
Because he's out, you know, at the end of the world, testing the soil and shit.
That's true. Fuck.
Who would you want to go with?
Jeff Goldblum.
What does he do?
Jurassic Park?
No. Oh, right. But I don't think he would be super relevant today.
He's probably not high up right now.
Yeah.
All right, I like Tom Holland. Do you think Tom Holland would be higher than Tom Cruise?
Oh. Probably.
Oh, you know what? I can use a second fucking lifeline, dude. And
you
I
could
can
use
put them together.
Dip, yeah.
I'm going to double dip this motherfucker, dude. Can I do that in the same round?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, good bet. All right, David, I love you. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, he was really good.
All right, we're going Tom Holland in Spider-Man and Tom Cruise in Oblivion.
A call and a double dip.
And we're going to double dip these motherfuckers, dude.
Tom and Tom.
Yeah. Okay, cool. They're probably very close.
Andrew, do you got yours?
Yeah, I have Tom Holland.
Okay. Have you seen Oblivion?
I haven't. What's that
Cruise?
About?
It's Tom Cruise and his wife are the last two people on Earth studying the planet to see if it can ever like come back to life after humans destroyed it and like went to live on a spaceship. And they find mysterious creatures that are now inhabiting the Earth. And I don't want to say anything else because it's a fun time. You should watch it.
I'll check it out. I love his movies.
All right. We got to go back to Dan.
All right, Dan.
So Jaleel White, 6,070.
Yo, fuck.
But Ryan Gosling, 17.
All right. Good stuff.
There you go.
Good shit.
Your new score is 3,229.
Okay.
Solid stuff. Outside of that first round,
you're doing very well.
Yeah. Now you're screwing me.
All right. Tom Holland, 229.
Ooh.
Very good.
Tom Cruise, 110.
Oh,
110. Wow.
Oh, I'm still under 300.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're killing.
All right.
So your new score is 237. Still, you're on
it. I was hoping
Tom
would be under 50.
You're
Tom Cruise.
Rush.
But that's still good.
He usually is.
Yeah.
He usually is.
All right. Now we're going to take a little bit of a breaky break, content break, with snacks. All right, guys.
Now we're back to the game.
We're ready for the final round.
It's a final
round. This category is always about movies. I'm going to give you a movie category because there is a movie meter on the IMDb Pro site. Jess normally picks this one, but I'm standing in and I've made you a category. So this category is called Fuck Them Kids. So name a movie with a scene
with
an annoying kid. Name a movie with a scene with an annoying kid.
No.
You don't have to raise your hand. Brent, you actually lost that last round.
Shit.
Because Ryan Gosling was leading with 17. Tom Cruise is at 110. So, Brent, you can go first. You still have your hip-hop beat lifeline if you so choose to use.
Okay. When we say kid, is there an age range?
I would say up to 13.
Damn. Okay.
Like, they should be short.
All right.
Still. If they're older than 13, but they're really short and they look like a kid, we might accept it.
Okay.
Do you want to call my friend Danny for help? I think he could.
What's the lifeline that I haven't used yet?
Hip hop beat.
Shit. I'm not going to do that.
Are you sure?
You're on Wild Enough.
Brent, are you sure?
We could tie.
All right. I'll use the last one. I'll freestyle rap and see what comes.
Let's go.
Okay.
Did you not freestyle on the show?
Yeah, I freestyle, but I write it down first.
Okay.
Edit that out.
All right. Here we go. Yo. Think about kids, but not in a weird way. I need a low star today. Need somebody who's fucking annoying. Need somebody who's on my mind, who comes in the scene and says, look at me. And I'm like, no, get off of my screen. Need to think of a kid right now. Not in a weird way. That sounded weird. Need to think of a kid. Let's name some movies. Some movies that came out recently. Godzilla Minus One. Yo. Oppenheimer, son. The Graduate. Nope, that's an old one. The Holdovers is what I was thinking of. Poor Things. Is there a kid in that? I haven't seen it yet. Probably shouldn't guess that. What else is out? Oh, Barbie. Was there a kid in that? There was a kid. It was an annoying ass kid. There was a fucking kid in the movie Barbie. I'm gonna say Barbie because there was a fucking annoying ass kid. A high school kid. I'm gonna be honest. It was a high school kid. I don't know if that's too old, but it is. Barbie.
You know, we have to allow it because the bars are good.
To allow
okay.
It. Yeah. Because I was gonna say we forgot a rule.
What is the rules?
You actually can't choose a movie that came out in the last year. We're
okay.
Sorry. Yeah,
I'm run
so
the beat back.
She was annoying, though.
Not a movie from the past like 12 months.
Yeah.
All right. These motherfuckers making up stupid ass rules, telling me to rhyme again. Some tools, tool ass motherfuckers inviting me over to East LA, and then saying, hey, here's a fucking game. It's about movies. Now think of some names of some kids that have been really annoying in the past. Now I get to sit on this Papasan chair on my ass, on my ass, on my ass, on my ass. Okay, think of some movies with kids. What did Adam Sandler come out with recently, Murder Mystery. Also, the one about all the families. What else was there in the past year? I watched 127 movies in the past year. Ooh. I kept track because I got Letterboxd. I wish I could look at that, but I can't. So I'm trying to think of what's in my brain right now. Can I think of a movie with a kid and not a bad one? A good one, because that would give me some points, and I'll go oink, oink. That's my celebration song. Okay, hang on. Last year. What did good last year? Hang on. There was Barbie, but I can't use that. There was some other ones. Fuck. With some kids. Think about some kids. Euphoria. Nope. That's a TV show. Fuck. All right. The beat is up. I keep going forever. The meat. Shit. All right. So not within the past year. Mm-hmm. With some annoying kids. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, you can find Spider-Man. Them annoying even if they weren't that annoying. Yeah, they weren't that annoying. Yeah.
Like, they don't have to be, like, an annoying kid in a scene. I just think they were annoying. Yeah. Oh, bet. Run the beat back.
He wants the beat.
Give me the beat again.
He's breaking ground.
Never before seen on this.
That I can do. They did not explain the rules at the beginning. They give me new rules every time, so I get to go back and bust a new rhyme. Okay, here we go. Think about some kids that I saw in a show. Not a show, a movie. Okay, kids in a movie that I didn't like. There are a lot of them because I don't like kids in movies usually. So last year, what did I see? I saw Batman. I don't think there were kids in that, man. I saw what else did I see? I saw that movie, Murder Mystery. I already said that. There was May, November, but there's no kids in that. There was fuck, I really wish I could look at my app, but I can't. I'm not allowed. Although, maybe after this round, they'll be like, hey, actually, you can look at your app. Because we actually didn't tell you before that you're actually allowed to look at your app. So if you actually want to look at your app, you totally can. I'm hoping that's what they're going to say to me, but it's probably not.
That's not
working.
So we're
going to keep rhyming. I am a G. Okay. All right, that's the end. No more.
Never before seen on this.
We've never had three back to back.
We've never had two.
Not even two. We've had two
from one person.
Yeah.
Who right. freestyled twice?
I'm gonna give you. I don't know. I'm gonna give you an annoying kid. And you're gonna have to tell me if this counts or not. Yeah, and right. I don't know when this movie came out. I have a feeling you're not gonna allow it because it was. I think it was recent, but it was the newest animated Spider-Man. Is that too soon?
No.
I think. When that actually kind of meets the criteria. Yeah. I think it was like last February-ish. Was it not?
Yeah.
But there's an annoying kid.
There's a lot of annoying kids.
The high school
in there.
Kids are super annoying, and it's like kind of like they had little.
Across the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
It came out in June. June of last
is that
year,
too
so,
soon?
Yeah, it's too soon.
All right, then it doesn't
count. Okay,
bring another beat. Run the beat back! All right. Shit. Okay. Damn, this is tough, dude.
It's pressure, yeah. This is a
kids,
tough round.
Kids in a movie?
Annoying.
That I don't like? Do you have one, Dan? Do you want to go first?
It's an old movie, though. It's Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop?
You know when Arnold is like that little kid? Yeah. He's like, yeah, girls have a pig. Good boys
have
a vagina. No shit, kid.
Kindergarten Cop. Do you use that 1990?
Bro, there was a Kindergarten Cop 2 in 2016.
I did not know.
Oh, wow.
All right, Dan, you want to lock that in?
Yes.
You do not feel good about that, no?
That's the only one I can think of, yeah.
Oh, no, wait, that's new. Damn, I had...
Like, oh, no, that was Dune 2.
Because I keep trying to think of ones that are super high on the list so I could stay under 300. But then I remember your fun rule, which is that it can't be recent.
Oh, wait. That's a 90s movie. Let me think of something at least in 2000s.
Damn. I'm going to have to bust above 300, dude. I know it. I'm not going to. Where am I at?
237?
Damn. Cause did you lock in yours?
He hasn't.
Oh, okay. So we're still both thinking. Do y'all have one? Don't say it out loud.
I do have one.
Don't say
I have
loud. One.
I have a bunch.
I have a couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. All right.
You also don't think recent. You could all, because the movie meter is different.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah,
it
it's different. Where, it's a different algo. Sure, newer movies are going to be higher for now, but you got to think of cult classics. Anything that's everyone loves, that's always going to be high.
Yeah, you know, especially like actors. That people will search up to be like, oh, who was in that? Like, yeah. Because the searches matter so much on IMDb. Yeah.
Because if you think about it, Tom Cruise, he's not really doing much these days. Mm-hmm. But he's always gonna be somebody that, like, also Leo, you know? So think of think like that. Think movies that people love.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Kindergarten Cop.
Okay.
Cool. All right, that's a helpful tip, bro. Mm-hmm. Run the beat. Okay. No. All right. With that being said, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna float a couple ideas, and then I'm just gonna guess one. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk it out.
I'll share with someone.
Talk it out.
Thank you so much. I didn't go to therapy this week, so this is really helpful. So, with that new information, Goodfellas, because when he was a boy. He was kind of annoying to the other guys in the movie. So he didn't necessarily annoy me, but he was like the literal annoying kid in a movie because he was annoying all the higher ups.
Okay.
And then there's also A Quiet Place. You know, the girl isn't annoying in the movie, but like I would be annoyed as shit if my daughter was deaf and there were some creatures on Earth that like respond to sound and she don't know what sound she's making. I'd be like, God, that's annoying, you know? So those two are up there for me.
Would you allow both of those?
A Christmas Story. It's kind of annoying because, like, bro, you shot your eye out, dude. What did we tell you was going to happen? You know? So, A Christmas Story. He was kind of an annoying kid. Oh, also, the bully in that movie was annoying as shit. Yeah. That kid was annoying. Oh, also, okay, this is the last one I'll say. O'Doyle Rules. What was that from? National Lampoon's Vacation? Christmas Vacation or something?
Billy Madison?
Billy Madison?
Oh, yeah.
There's Billy Madison.
Yeah. O'Doyle Rules.
So, those would be my picks. Right now.
Right,
is this the longest anyone's ever taken?
Yeah, you're breaking all kinds of ground here.
Okay, so I got to pick one of these.
Goodfellas, right. Do all those count? Story.
All those feature rules?
Yeah.
All right, so Goodfellas,
Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story.
Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place.
Or Billy Madison.
Oh, shit.
Those are all solid movies.
Yeah. Varied palette.
Goodfellas. Yeah. A Christmas Story, Billy Madison, A Quiet Place. I'm going to cut A Quiet Place because I don't think that's in the top two. Okay. I'm going to cut Billy Madison because I don't think people look that up enough, even though it's my favorite of all these movies. That leaves me with Goodfellas and A Christmas Story. And I think more people look up A Christmas Story than they do Goodfellas because they look it up every single year on Christmas. So I'm going with A Christmas Story.
Okay, cool. I'll go ahead and lock that in.
Give me a second. Damn, dude. That was like a spiritual experience, man.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Christmas Story and we got Kindergarten Cop. We got the scores.
We do got the scores.
We got the scores.
Oh, we got the scores.
And this is a close one.
What?
This is a close one.
Yes.
You want me to?
I got one of them pulled up. Kindergarten Cop.
Let's have a Kindergarten Cop.
1,059.
Okay. So that leaves you with the final score of.
Oh, God.
Final score 4,288.
Okay.
Very respectable. All right. And A Christmas Story is sitting at rank.
This is so upsetting.
6,901. So, which means.
I won!
Which means it's done!
I win.
It's not Christmas right now.
It's not. Yeah.
That is for
Halloween. Which one of those other ones I said?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas would have been at
400.
I'm gonna eat those nuggets as a win.
Could have been great.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Where'd you get that nugget? You got a nugget from there and wrapped it up and put it in your pocket.
He did.
Yo, wait, let's see our score.
That's so crazy.
So, Dan, you win at 4,188, and Brent, you lost at 7,138 at the finish line.
I was going to lose.
I didn't come here to win. I came to get some bars off, dude.
Just for those listening, A Quiet Place was at 1,014, which would have won for you, Brent. Billy Madison was at 3,203, which also would have won for you.
Mm.
A Christmas Story, 6,901, which lost for you. And then Goodfellas would have been the best answer at 424.
What was your guys's? What was in your mind?
I would have said either Forrest Gump.
I would have said Shrek the Fourth.
I don't know why.
Forrest Gump was good, yeah.
Because there's a kid who's at the birthday party. He's like, yeah, there are. And he just keeps doing that thing. I don't know why it's stuck in my head, but.
Bummer. That's a
congrats, bummer. Dan.
Congrats,
I don't
dude.
To say. I don't know.
All right, Dan, you won. So this is your prize. And then
I'm gonna open.
Are they open already?
No. And then you get to plug first.
Go for it. Where can we find you? How can we support you?
Check me out at Dan Ramos Comedy, and yeah, man, everywhere. Also, check out.
You all right?
Just check out Dan Ramos Comedy. Check me out. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
And then Brent,
check me out nowhere, because after this episode, I will be driving into the ocean.
It's not a vehicle.
This did not end how I wanted, and the ocean is calling my name. Comedy special is called Conscious Bro. It's out now on YouTube, and videos pretty much every day on Instagram at Brent Pella.
Hell yeah!
Cool.
All right.
Appreciate y'all.
At the Meter Game Show and Andrew _ Rolfo.
At EJ Cabasol. Or just follow Jess at Jezdella. Or Jezdella?
I think it's just Jezdella.
We also got a live show on May 1st at the Lyric Hyperion. Come check us out. Surprise guests, lots of bits, lots of games. Thank you. Bye.